USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Air travel continues to be difficult. Various airports have reported long wait lines at check-in counters that often stretch to the outside. American Airlines announced that it would be halting service in 3 cities this coming autumn due to the ongoing pilot shortage. JetBlue also reduced flights throughout the summer over staffing issues. A special tribute will be on display for the Surfside condo collapse almost 1 year ago to the day.
An art exhibit will go up in honor of the tragic collapse at a South Florida condo exactly 1 year later. The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says, "It's with a heavy heart this installation reminds us that all life is precious." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
401k sell-offs have erased nearly $3 trillion from U.S. retirement accounts, according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. 401k participants have lost about $1.4 trillion from their accounts since January 1st. In a press conference Tuesday, soft-on-crime L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon walked out without answering the question of what he would say to slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents. Mr. Gascon at the start of the press conference.
So first of all, I want to begin by saying I want to express my deepest condolences to both the Paredes and the Santana family. I know their untimely death has been devastating to them and to most of us in our community.
Slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents put his murder directly on Gascon's soft-on-crime policies for their son's death, as the suspect was out on the streets after committing serious crimes.
How many more lives have we had to lose for something to be done? This guy should never be out there.
The criminal that shot and killed my son and Michael should have been locked up. They both would have been here today. He needs to be recalled immediately. He's destroyed so many lives, and he's completely destroyed ours. And they're never coming back. They're never coming back. And I blame it all on those clothes.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.